This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Humankind's first form of written language may well be 2,000 years older than is generally thought.
We're all taught in school that writing began in Sumer, but 2,000 years earlier, in the Balkans, were these amazing cultures that, by the way, were sustainable. They continued developing for many hundreds of years, became a rich culture system that gave birth to these signs and symbols, distilling ideas. And the first stage of the development of writing is that signs and symbols represent whole ideas.
Joan Marler is executive director of the Sebastopol-based Institute of Archaeomythology, which she describes as an interdisciplinary methodology for studying prehistory. Developed by archaeologist Maria Gimbutas, who Marler calls her mentor, it also incorporates anthropology, mythology, history, genetics, comparative religion, and linguistics. So far, it has been applied primarily to the early culture of farming societies in southeastern Europe, which Marler calls the Danube civilization.
Civilizations are very often linked to great waterways. And the Danube River is really a tremendous major river that stretches from Central Europe all the way to the Black Sea with many tributaries, and that was really the waterway that linked all these culture systems.
This ancient culture, dating back 5 to 6,000 years BC, was able to make its linguistic breakthrough, in part, Marler says, because it developed as a sustainable society.
Each culture system that is identified, it's typical for them to have lasted, 800, 1,000, 1,200 years. How could one culture system last that long, being the very earliest people to be farmers? They must have groomed for sustainability. They could not waste their energy fighting with each other.
The findings of Maria Gimbutas suggest it was also a culture in which neither males or females dominated, Marler says, although the surviving relics suggest a deep reverence for the feminine.
She saw these societies as honoring women, and indeed most of the anthropomorphic imagery that can be identified as male or female is primarily female, and that must say something. But she also saw that the societies could not have been sustainable if everyone wasn't honored.
These simple graphic characters developed by the Danube civilization may have been the basis for the runes and cuneiforms that came much later in other parts of Eurasia, Marler speculates. And there is some historic evidence to support that idea.
When the tremendous disruption took place in Southeast Europe of the earlier old European societies, the script pretty much died out there, but it was continued in the peripheries of Europe, in the Aegean and into Crete and into Cyprus, and there was a further development there, so that literacy did not arise out of a vacuum in the Aegean and in the Mediterranean, but it had its deeper roots in these earlier, very mature, rich cultures of old Europe.
Marler's Institute devotes much of its effort toward convening seminars and conferences to explore these and other related discoveries, and to collecting and publishing the scholarship from those events. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.